Thank you for contacting customer service. You reached Quinetta for a supervisor. Could I get you to verify your first and last name?
Becky Flagger.
Thank you. One moment. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. Could I also get you to verify your shipping address, please?
Box 1284, San Andrew, Texas.
Thank you. I do see here that you are calling in regarding the charges for the Thrive formula and the 250 milligrams capsules. You're stating that you never placed that original order?
Not that I'm aware of, no, ma'am.
Okay, so I do see here that the original trial started on April the 21st for the shipping and handling of the charges of the products. Have you received any products in the mail?
No, not that I'm aware of. Not that they described, no.
Okay, so we will go ahead and service the account for you today. Now, it does show that the products was delivered to your P.O. box per the United States Postal Service on April the 28th.
I don't recall anything there that the way she described, no.
Okay, could I get you to verify your email address for me?
Box 1284. Oh, I'm sorry. Email, Becky, get a drip. Becky 72366 at gmail.com.
All righty, so we will go ahead and service the account for you today, being that the address does match the shipping information as well as the email address. We do have to go ahead and start the fraud process for you. With the fraud process, we do have to contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online, and then your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place.
Okay, I just don't remember anything that you described. What are these? Are these pills or what? This is what I'm trying to find out.
Yes, ma'am. One with the Thrive formula, that is, one is for a CBD oil and one is the capsules.
An oil and capsule. See, that doesn't ring a bell at all.
Okay.
I don't remember any oil or capsules. I really don't.
Okay, so we can go ahead and start the fraud process for you where we can assist with the account today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just one moment.
Are these to lose weight or what?
No, ma'am, with the oil in the capsules, it's a CBD, which it basically helps to reduce stress as well as chronic pain.
And this was in April?
Yes, the original order shows that it was placed on April the 21st for a 14-day trial period.
No, ma'am, I really don't remember anything like that at all.
Okay, just one moment.
What card was used? What was the numbers on that?
The last four of the card number is 7542.
Yeah, that's the last four of my card.
Okay, just one moment for me.
But I sure don't remember getting any product that, you know, would be like that. I apologize. I'm not trying to be difficult.
Yes, ma'am. It's not being difficult. We will go ahead and do the fraud process for you. The account has been canceled out, so there will be no additional charges and no additional shipments. With our fraud process, we do have to go ahead and refund the shipping and handling charges, as well as the charges that were applied to the account on yesterday. Those credits will reverse back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And then will anybody be contacting me that I have to talk to or anything?
Yes, ma'am. They will reach out to you to let you know the status of the fraud.
Okay, so if they call, they'll just leave an voicemail?
Yes, ma'am. If they're not able to reach you, they will definitely leave a voicemail for you.
Because if I don't recognize a number, I usually don't answer.
Okay, yes, ma'am. They will definitely leave a voicemail for you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for returning my call and taking care of that, because I apologize. I truly do not remember anything.
Yes, ma'am.
That is anything like that. I don't. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.